The American bald eagle became our country's national emblem in 1782 when the Great Seal of the United States was adopted. The Great Seal shows a widespread eagle having on its breast a shield with 13 red and white stripes and the same number of stars. You know, winter is the prime time to watch the arrival of wintering bald eagles in the Chattanooga area. Coming up on Saturday, December 28th at 2 p.m., you can board the aquarium's River Gorge Explorer to view these magnificent birds. Peter Hoseman is the captain of the River Gorge Explorer.
The winter is one of the best times to be cruising on the river. The foliage is off the trees, and you get to see what I call the bones of the mountains. At the same time, without the foliage, a lot of the wildlife is easier to see. And there are seasonal changes in wildlife. The eagles are in particular interesting in that because of our geographic location, the eagles we have here in the summer, they fly to Florida for the winter. But the eagles that are up north, upper U.S., Canada, they fly south for the winter and wear their southern winter grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So we have eagles both times of the year, but different sets in their migratory pattern. We have one of the aquarium naturalists that's not normally on board, going to be on board to speak about the wildlife we'll be seeing in addition to the regular naturalist that's on every cruise. We can't guarantee we're going to see anything, but the odds are in our favor. We're down here most every day of the year, and our folks have gotten real good at spotting the wildlife.
What type of different wildlife besides the eagles will people might have a possibility of seeing?
Well, the eagles, of course, the mature and immature, they don't do the color change until they're around 4 or 5 years old. We have a variety of hawks. Of course, what is now the ever-present great blue heron. They've made a remarkable comeback. Kingfishers. Occasionally, we see a green heron, although this time of year, I wouldn't make any guarantees.
While traveling on the aquarium's River Gorge Explorer, you'll learn the history of these spectacular birds from its endangered days leading up to its current protected status.
If you look up, we see eagles downtown occasionally. So the entire trip, it's possible. And our normal trip, and this one included, we'll start off from the riverfront downtown, which is mile 464 of the Tennessee River. We high-speed down to the foot of Williams Island, which is about 10 miles downriver. There we go slow and let everyone up on deck, have about an hour's cruising down in the canyon. And the whole trip is about 24 to 26 miles round trip. The actual length will vary because of the conditions that particular day on the river. We stop for every traffic on the river. And, of course, if there's an opportunity for a spectacular viewing, it's not beyond us to slow down and give everyone a few minutes to check it out because we've been known to come in 5 or 10 minutes late occasionally.
And, of course, dressed to the occasion. If it rains, the cruise still goes on, right?
The day rain hurts a boat, we're all in trouble. And besides, if we didn't have rain, we wouldn't have rivers. We'll go rain or shine. The boat is heated and air-conditioned for 70 passengers. A winter cruise, obviously dress for the weather. Layer up so when you're inside, you can take the layers off. But when it's time to go out, more often than not, we have a spectacular view of the gorge.
For more information concerning the Tennessee Aquarium's Winter Wildlife Cruise or Eagle Eyes, visit the Tennessee Aquarium website at www.tnaqua.org. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.